Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. I have the honor of having Haywood County's Teacher of the Year for 2020-21, Ms. Rhonda Wester from Pisgah High School. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here and so glad I had the opportunity to work with you and get to know you. Pisgah High School is a special place, isn't it?
So much so.
So I know you're an exceptional children's teacher here now. And just a big congratulations to you. But how'd you get here? Tell us about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Inca Candler. I'm a graduate of Inca High School. I then went to Western Carolina University and did a different program that they had just started when I was in school. And it was a special education program that lasted for 4 years, but we ended the last year with a full year experience of teaching. And I was very blessed at the time and got slotted to be at Tuscola High School. Buddy Chandler was the principal.
Oh.
And I was teaching with Kathy Deals and Debbie Hill, who became very positive mentors in my life throughout this experience. And I got to student teach with them for a year. And at that time, in April, Mr. Chandler came to me and said, "What do I need to do to snag you? We need you." And so I was very blessed in the fact that I knew as soon as I graduated that I would be working there. And I spent my first 10 years at Tuscola teaching with those two wonderful ladies side by side, working in the English department with some wonderful teachers that have since retired, and also doing a new reading initiative that they had going there. And that went really well as well. And so I spent 10 years there, and then time led me to Canton Middle, and I got to work for a former principal who had also been a teacher of mine at Inca, Greg Bailey. Mm-hmm. And so I got to work with him for 9 years, and then I got the opportunity to shift to Pisgah, and I took it.
So I'm thinking like your career's in thirds, your first 10 years at Tuscola,
yes.
Almost 10 years at Canton Middle,
yes.
So,
yeah.
And now you're at Pisgah High School.
Yes.
I won't ask you which high school you like better. You might make some of the listeners mad, but anyway, it's a great, you know, there's not many people that work at both schools, and
right.
I know you would agree because I've heard you say this,
mm-hmm.
They're both awesome schools,
yes,
and so,
very much so.
I know you've been fortunate and feel that way. Awesome
yes.
people everywhere.
Yes.
So what a cool background. So
yeah.
Teaching exceptional children, there's a special place for people that do that, and those kids are awesome kids and very special kids.
Yes.
That's a hard job.
It is.
Yeah. What keeps you coming back to that?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's a life calling. I feel like that as a teacher, you know that the things that come with the job. It's, you know, you don't necessarily get into this for how lucrative can it be. It's more of a passion, and I knew that when I was very young that I had a passion for teaching. I wasn't real sure which field I wanted to go into, but some life circumstances taught me very quickly where I needed to be and where I felt my mission in life was. And I look at it as my mission. I feel like every day I come here and I have a field that I'm in and that I can be an opportunity for these kids to see that there are different avenues beyond what they have, to understand that education is a powerful tool, that it can change your life forever, and how it can impact them. And so for me, it's just being that person in their life that can support them through the thick and thin, who can show them that there's other sides to things, and just be that support person for them.
Well, it shows in everything you
Thank
do.
You.
This wasn't by accident that you're Haywood County's Teacher of the Year.
Thank
so
you.
I've always been impressed with you and your heart for those kids and just and the education they receive. So
thank you
for that. COVID's been tough on everyone. How has that changed what you do in the classroom? And just tell the listeners, what's teaching look like in COVID?
Okay, so COVID has been very tough on everyone. I think the biggest challenge was the fact that we left out of here on Friday in March of last year, and Saturday morning, well, around lunchtime actually, we were working in the community kitchen, a group of us here from Pisgah, And we got the phone call, we're not going back to school. And at that point, we really didn't have any preparation time. We came back to school that Monday and went full on remote. And that was a challenge. I mean, yes, we work with technology. Yes, we use it in the classroom. But to go full on remote with everything being digital, that was a challenge in itself. March to May taught a lot. It taught me that parent communication is key to these kids' success. Being able to communicate with parents, teachers, students, you know, it goes beyond the four walls of the classroom. Life circumstances is going to come into effect. And so that point in time, you know, I really honed in on developing solid foundational relationship with these kids, because at that point, I knew life was going to look different for them for a while.
Yeah.
And so then when we came back to school, it actually lended to be much easier, because I had developed first name basis with parents. I mean, literally calling them every other day, them calling me, you got to know them really well, and you got to know their student really well. And so that part of it has been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Because you feel like now if the student isn't where they need to be, where that conversation might have been one of those that you kind of dreaded and you didn't really look forward to, which you don't look forward to it, but now it's a more open conversation that you can have with those parents, and an honest conversation, you know. And parents are being very honest. You know, they're saying, you know, this is going on in my house. This is difficult for this child to learn in. They've got siblings at home during this time. And so, you know, when we have them in with us face-to-face, we've learned to really utilize and make the most of that time. And then when they leave us so that they can be prepared for the week, that they're home remote. So they're not struggling with what they are supposed to do, what they need to do, and to remain successful. You know, it's just been a challenge. We've learned a lot of grace and mercy through this. You know, it's one of those things where you have to look at the kid individually. You have to look at the kid and what their goals are and how to push them in that right direction. It's been tough.
It has been tough, but I love what you said, because you're kind of a see the glass half full person anyway. But I think that's where we are. I think we have to look. We have learned some beautiful things through this too.
Yes.
Even though as hard as it's been.
Yes.
And it's not been the most perfect situation for our kids. But we've also learned we can connect with them
right.
at all times. Not
yep.
just when they leave the four walls of this school. So
right.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Hearing you say that.
Yeah.
So you're working on a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully you'll be our regional winner and be our
yep.
state winner, because I think you got a beautiful message. What would be your message to teachers across North Carolina?
You know, I think sometimes we get, I'm very basic. I like to get to the basics of what makes a person and what makes a classroom a community. I feel like a lot of times that when you get to high school, you know, it's kind of one of those where parents kind of get to the point where they're like, it's hands-off time. And I'm going to disagree. I think this is the time in your life that your child needs you the most. These are the times in which they make those life decisions that are unchangeable. A dear friend of mine once told me, you know, you think that the middle school and the elementary school years are the hardest, but it's those high school years when they walk away from you and that one decision can change that life forever, and you can't get it back. And that kind of resonates with me just being a high school teacher, because I try to tell these kids daily that one decision can change the factor. And I think the key is really that community and relationship. I'm very blessed at Pisgah because we have that community within our four walls, within the teacher structure, within the administration structure. We have a very open door policy that you can walk in, anything can be said, and you can clear your chest and you're good to go. And I, you know, I really wanted to resonate that in my classroom with my students. I want them to realize that parents are a support system for them, that I'm a support system with them, and work well with a whole community together. So I really want to focus on bringing parents back into the structure of a high school. I think it would be helpful for them to realize that this isn't the time to stop. You know, a lot of them think, I'm the end of the road, you know, they're going to have to be adults. I think at this time, it's how do I shift that into helping them make the best decision for their life. Not just, hey, make it, you know, but giving guidance on how to make it. And so, you know, my biggest thing would be we still need that support. We still need that parental support in the classroom with the student to help aid in their success and their future. And being a part of the school community, coming out to events, come to open house, come see what it's all about, come to ball games, support mm-hmm. your student. You know, kids love that. I mean, they beg us as teachers to come watch them. Yeah. They want their parents to be a part. Whether they say that or not, they do.
Well, and I agree with that. And mm-hmm. it is. As a you know, principal at elementary, you know, it's you don't have as hard a time, mm-hmm. but the parents do need to be more engaged. And there's some critical mm-hmm. decisions that are made. So mm-hmm. Thank you for those words.
Yeah.
And thank you again for everything you do for
Absolutely.
Our students
thank
every
you.
Day. And Haywood County is so proud.
Thank you.
So, okay, yep. listeners, this is Rhonda Wester, our Teacher of the Year. She's at Pisgah High School. Send her a letter. Drop her an email. R. Wester. Tell her how proud you are of her. So thank you, Rhonda. Have a great day, Haywood County.
Thank you.